KQED.
From KQED News, I'm Brian Watt. San Francisco's Health Commission is expected to meet this afternoon to talk about the controversial closure of a skilled nursing unit, the only one of its kind in the city. KQED's Laura Clivens explains why some people are fighting for this place that houses roughly two dozen patients.
Inside St. Luke's Hospital in the Mission, you'll find the city's only remaining subacute skilled nursing unit. That's a place where nurses treat patients with complex health issues, like people on ventilators. The California Pacific Medical Center, CPMC, operates St. Luke's. For seismic reasons, the old hospital's being replaced and the unit will close before November. The new hospital won't include this specialized subacute care. San Francisco Supervisor Asha Safai has taken up the cause.
It's unfathomable, unconscionable, and essentially inhumane. You're going to move people that are on ventilators, that are in very life-threatening situations, out of the hospital, out of county.
He's concerned about the patients. Many of them are low income, and also the family members who visit them.
And you're talking about often people that essentially rely on public transportation. They would literally have no way to get to see their family member in the hospital if they were shipped out of county.
Representatives from CPMC say they'll have a unique transfer plan for each affected patient. They also say the closure has been public knowledge for a long time. Relatives of the patients are planning a press conference before today's hearing. I'm Laura Clivens, KQED News.